This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. New Mexico Environment Department must reject LANL's request for temporary authorization to vent tritium. Given the recent data dumps by Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, about its proposed venting of large quantities of radioactive tritium from four flange tritium waste containers, the New Mexico Environment Department must reject LANL's August 22nd regulatory request for temporary authorization to vent. This update describes some of the obstacles LANL put in place to obstruct public participation and timely access to important documents. Many people were unable to participate in the August 20th in-person and virtual LANL public meeting about the proposed venting because an artificial cap was set at 100 virtual participants. Comments and questions submitted by Zoom were reduced to a minimal number of words, resulting in incomplete responses. The meeting ended promptly after 2 hours, even though there were at least 11 people online with their virtual hands raised. 2 days later, on Friday, August 22nd, LANL submitted a 79-page letter with enclosures to support its request for the Environment Department to grant temporary authorization by Friday, August 29th to vent in the future. The public, however, received notice of the August 22nd LANL letter only on August 27th. During that day, LANL did a data dump of key and long-requested documents to its flanged tritium waste container webpage. As a matter of respect, as well as transparency, these documents should have been made publicly available for review at least prior to the August 20th in-person and virtual meeting. They were not. Documents posted on August 27th included a two-page list of venting alternatives that many non-governmental organizations and individuals have requested multiple times over several years. The alternatives list is brief in details and contains sub-options that are not explained. Other posted documents include LANL's responses to the technical reports commissioned by Tewa Women United, including the November 2024 report by Dr. Arjun Makhajani of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, titled, quote, Out of Order, an evaluation of the regulatory aspects of Los Alamos National Laboratory's proposal to vent tritium from waste containers, end quote. The LANL August 27th responses are similar to brief footnotes in a report, with no discussion and no cites to sources used to support the responses. LANL also responded to Dr. Dylan Spalding, a senior scientist at the Union of Concerned Scientists, who on July 18th wrote a letter to Environment Department Secretary Kenney about, among other things, the potential radiation doses to the most vulnerable members of the public from potential tritium venting releases. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.